Good morning. Today is November 13th, 2014, at about 11:30 a.m., and you're listening to KPCRadio.com. I'm Milo Anderson, and this is Volunteer in the Valley. On this program, volunteers of the San Fernando Valley can actually hear from the organizations and causes that need their help. We've got a great episode lined up for you today, some excellent organizations with awesome volunteer opportunities to get involved in your community. From the Child Care Resource Center, I have communications manager Bill Swindle, and as well Ernie Sanchez from the agency. Welcome to the show, and good morning, Bill. Good morning, Ernie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And also, another awesome local organization here around the San Fernando Valley, Los Angeles as well, is an organization called Food Forward. I have the volunteer manager, Laura Jellum, on the show today in the studio. Welcome to the show, Laura.
Thank you. Hi there, everyone.
So, great. Let's get started with you, Bill. Child Care Resource Center. What are you guys about? What is a Child Care Resource Center? I'm sure there's plenty of people out there who know already, but I'd like to know.
Absolutely. We have been around for 38 years, and we serve children, families, and child care providers. And really, what we do is try to make sure that people know that we are there for them as a resource for anything related to early care and education.
Awesome. So early care and education, we're talking about ages 1 to 5 or 0 to 5? What?
You know, we have so many different trainings and so many different programs and services. I would say 0 to 13 is really what we are predominantly about.
Okay.
But you can take classes on anything from my child is biting. You can take a CPR class. Ernie's going to talk a little bit about some of the trainings that we offer. But in addition to that, we are here as a resource for anyone that is a parent, anyone that is a child care provider, any families that have any questions related to early care, anything related to education. We are always welcome to answer those.
Very cool. So I'm hearing primarily training and workshops and basically helping parents become really good parents?
Absolutely. And another part of what we do is called resource and referral. So what we do is we help you find child care. We have ways that we will teach you what to look for when you go to find child care. I would say that in any new parent's life, your most precious commodity is obviously your new baby. And there's a lot of hesitation when trying to go back to work or trying to go back to school. And we try to help you ease through that process a little bit by teaching you to find the best person possible and the best situation possible for when you're going to leave your child.
Oh, that's great. So it's like for parents, like a workshop about what to look for when you're looking at a daycare or like an after-school program.
Absolutely. And we have a myriad of programs that can actually help pay for child care too for parents that qualify.
That's awesome. That's great.
So it's great for a lot of single moms, a lot of people, like I said, trying to head back into the workforce, families that just can't seem to make ends meet. Child care is extremely expensive. So these programs allow us to help families work, and at the same time, they're putting money back into the economy for California.
Terrific. I think that's great. Ernie, Bill was saying you could tell us a little bit more about the training and the workshops you got going on at the center.
We also have a lot of trainings for the providers. So not only are we helping parents know what to look for, but we're helping providers achieve a level of quality to be able to better their business. So we'll have different programs, specifically in resource and referral, where we work with the providers directly. We have specialists that'll go out to the provider homes and help them assess their environment and bring the quality level up, and also have like marketing, and they facilitate groups for providers to visit each other's homes. And maybe they think what they've said is like, oh, I went to this provider's open house and I thought I knew everything and had everything set up, but they always get ideas on doing something differently, and they share and network. It's really great.
That is great. So essentially what you're giving is the providers all an opportunity to really, like you said, network and to learn from each other in a way that, you know, you wouldn't think most businesses wouldn't necessarily be comfortable going over to their competition. But when you're dealing with people's children, you know, it's always good to learn new strategies and how to do the job as effectively as possible. And everyone wins because they're all a part of the same referral network source, right?
Right, absolutely. Cool. And I think that they're not necessarily competition because there's children for all providers.
Absolutely. And I just want to add that when they do meet, and what we really try to help people understand is the quality experience that the child has and the parents have.
That makes perfect
sense.
That's
what's so important.
I like that. I like that. So I'm sure there's plenty of listeners out there right now that are listening to this and going, wow, that's an organization I could see myself being a part of and would love to get behind. What kind of volunteer opportunities are currently available in the Child Care Resource Center for someone who might be listening right now and says, that's a mission that I believe in, making sure that kids have proper and good child care? And
absolutely. Well, I would like to share, we do have a new mission statement, which we are really proud of.
Please.
It's very simple. It's Child Care Resource Center cultivates child, family, and community well-being. So that's kind of our ripple effect of what we believe as far as, you know, the stone goes in and the first ripple is the child, then the family, then the community, because it all kind of blends together.
I love that visual. I see that.
Good. As far as volunteer opportunities, our main thing right now is our holiday book and toy drive. Every year we collect 10,000 books and 10,000 toys.
Wow.
And we wrap each gift individually.
10,000, and that's in all of Southern California, or?
Well, it's in our service area, which we currently serve the San Fernando Valley, the Santa Clarita Valley, the Antelope Valley, and the entirety of San Bernardino County. So just in our service area alone, it's hard to believe, but there's over 330,000 children that live below the poverty level.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Children.
Yeah.
So that's one of the main reasons that we do have this book and toy drive. We believe that every child deserves a happy holiday. And our goal is to make sure that when a child wakes up or whenever their family has a celebration, that they, too, at least have a toy.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we have a literacy program, What a Difference a Book Makes. So we also give books at that time as well to make sure every child gets to have a book.
I love that. I love that a lot. In fact, I'm reading a book right now called A Path Appears. And one of the things they talk about in that book is the word gap.
Yes.
Between people of, you know, middle class or higher middle class and people, you know, kids who are below the poverty line. Like you just said, there's 300,000 kids in your service area in the Southern California area, just this service area of the Southern California area, that are below the poverty line. And they're not reading as much as other kids because of
they don't have the books.
Exactly. So you guys every year are helping meet that gap with 10,000 donated books?
Actually, that is just during the holidays.
Just during the holidays.
Mm-hmm. Throughout the year, we collect and distribute books.
That's awesome.
And this past year has been our fifth year, and we did reach 500,000 books collected and distributed. So
awesome.
We're very proud of that. And we know that literacy sets the foundation for success.
And that's huge. And you can't collect all of those books, I would imagine.
We could not do it without help from the community.
Without
absolutely
volunteers.
Not.
So
absolutely.
That's where you need your volunteers right now, is for that holiday book and toy drive.
Absolutely.
What can someone do? If like, I'm trying to picture in their mind, like they're going to call you up. They know they want to help out. They know they want to get involved and do something to improve the lives of children in our community. What job opportunity are they calling Child Care Resource Center, calling you or your volunteer coordinator? What should they be asking to do, or what?
You know, we do a lot for people.
Okay.
We can supply the bins, the posters, the postcards. We ask that people go onto our website. We ask that people sign up to become a fundraiser.
Okay.
You can host the bin. You can host the bin. You can ask anybody from any civic organization. I ask my mechanic or where I get my oil changed or the grocery store that I go to.
Okay.
It's for kids.
Perfect. So that's great. So there you have it right there. Child Care Resource Center. If you want to volunteer either by hosting some kind of fundraising or having one of these bins at your workplace, your office, your storefront, your civic organization, if you want to volunteer and help get toys and books to kids this holiday season, just go to the Child Care Resource Center. The website address is going to be on the description of this podcast, as well as on our Facebook page, Volunteer in the Valley.
Thank you.
On kpcradio.com. So all of my listeners out there who are passionate about this mission of making sure that children get adequate care, just jump on their website and see what you can do to help out and get involved. Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Ernie. That was terrific.
Thank you so much. You.
My pleasure.
www.ccrcca.org.
Beautiful. And now you just heard it right there. So, you know, if he said that too quick, don't worry. Just look on the podcast description. It's all right there, too. I'm going to have that link ready for you. But if you are ready and you want to jump on that website right now, you just heard it from Bill. Thanks, guys.
Thanks again.
And now let's go to Food Forward. Laura is in the studio with us today, and she's the volunteer manager.
That's right.
Of Food Forward. Tell us, what is Food Forward? What do you guys do? What's your mission?
Sure. So we're a five-year-old nonprofit. We started in 2009, and our mission is to fight hunger and combat food waste. So what we do is we harvest fruit from people's backyards when they have a surplus of fruit on their trees. We send volunteers in to pick the fruit. 100% of what we collect is donated. We also go to 13 different farmers markets across Los Angeles and collect unsold produce, along with going down to the downtown LA produce market and collect unsold produce there. So to date, we've collected 5.8 million pounds of produce. 100% of what we've collected is donated. Under the umbrella of receiving agencies, there's probably about 200 receiving agencies collecting or receiving produce from what we've collected.
I'm speechless. You just told me that you guys collected 5.8 million pounds of fresh fruits and vegetables off of people's trees in their homes in the Southern California area. Is that right?
Well, not all from their trees.
Okay, fair enough.
So we our two programs that are volunteer powered are our backyard harvest programs, which is the one where people pick fruit off of trees, and then also the farmers market recovery programs.
Okay.
Farmers market has collected 500,000 pounds, and that is when farmers at the end of the market, if there's produce that they don't think they can sell, they don't want to bring back to the farm, they'll actually donate it to us. And then the backyard harvest program has collected the rest of that.
That is so, so cool.
It's pretty fun. And recently we started this new program at the downtown LA produce market, where we go very, very early in the morning and collect just tens of thousands of pounds of produce that would normally have been thrown away. And then that's donated. And that program has done about 3.5 million pounds since it started in early 2014. It's like blown everything out of the water for what we've done in produce recovery.
Huh. I love it. I can't. Okay. So thinking as a volunteer-minded person here, like you're talking about two really cool, I mean, there's probably several different volunteer jobs that you guys need to have filled, but I could say, call you, the volunteer manager, and say, hey, I want to go and help out one of my neighbors who has a bunch of fruit on their tree, and I know they're not going to eat it all, and it's just going to rot and fall down and make a huge mess. I'm going to save them the time and the energy of having to hire a gardener or somebody to clean it up or go out there and clean up that mess himself. I'm just going to pick all that fruit that's going to go to waste on their trees and give it to you guys to distribute to over 200 different receiving, like basically food banks and places that'll give food to people who need food so that none of this food is going wasted. That neighbor no longer has a mess in their backyard from their beautiful fruit tree that just, you know, is just okay. So that's one opportunity. Mm-hmm. And then the other opportunity is you're telling me, okay, I'm a volunteer, so I've got to go down to a farmer's market and hang out in the farmer's market and enjoy a farmer's market until it's about time for the farmer's market to close, and then go out and talk to these farmers and conversate with them and enjoy their company and ask them politely for whatever food that they're not going to bring back, if I can bring that to go and feed people who need that food. These are our volunteer opportunities?
Those are volunteer opportunities. And we have about 100 volunteer events per month. So there's a lot of opportunity to sign up and either join a fruit pick or go down to the farmer's market and help us out in collecting produce. Our wholesale produce market is not a volunteer opportunity yet because it's at 3 a.m. We have to drive a giant truck.
Okay.
Hopefully in the future it'll end up being one, but we do have a lot of other opportunities. And of course we always need people in the office helping us out with social media and, you know, whatever other projects. We also do kitchen days where we create jams and simple syrups from produce that we've collected.
Okay. And I just in case the listeners didn't hear my sarcasm, I'm not going to be sarcastic. I'm going to be dead serious. These sound like really, really fun, cool volunteer opportunities.
It's pretty awesome. And I think particularly for people who are from Southern California and are used to seeing fruit trees, it makes so much sense that this fruit that would normally fall to the ground and can become very burdensome to homeowners would actually go to people who need it.
It's brilliant.
I can't take credit for the idea. Our founder, Rick, you know, he was just wandering around his own neighborhood and saw that his neighbors were letting fruit go to waste and was like, this doesn't make any sense. I mean, 1 in 6 Los Angeles residents are food insecure. That's 1 in 4 children. And one of the things that receiving agencies and food pantries really lack is fresh, healthy food.
Yeah, fresh fruits and vegetables.
Right. And just the idea that, you know, 40% of the food that we make is wasted. 20% of that is grown produce that goes straight to the garbage. That's insane. So this is a way for, you know, to get involved in your community and actually see what you're doing. You know, you go out there, you pick oranges, you see that you've picked 100 pounds of oranges in an hour and a half, and you know that's going directly to people who need it.
Instead of in the trash can or right. in the compost, it's going to people who are going to eat those oranges mm-hmm. and have healthier lives.
Right.
Children, you know, at the care centers, you know, will have fresh oranges to eat because some generous soul was like, I've got this beautiful orange tree growing in my backyard, and I just need someone to come over here and pick these oranges and then take them to whoever needs them. That is, you know what? Both of these organizations, I don't want to make it sound like one's better than the other. I love both of you guys, both of your organizations, 100%. But this one just blows my mind how awesome and easy and how much fun it could be for someone to go out and just get involved. You said one of your volunteer opportunities is making jams?
Yeah, we have a couple of, kind of sporadic kitchen opportunities. We actually go to Mend Poverty in Pacoima.
Yeah, I know Mend. Trying to get them on the show.
Awesome. They're amazing. They've been with us since the very beginning. We go into their kitchen and we'll bring volunteers in to help us create jams, which we sell to benefit our programs. And I also want to just stress that when we go to people's homes, these are people who have called us and registered their properties. We're not doing guerrilla style fruit picking. It's people who want to donate their surplus fruit, and then we arrange for the volunteers to harvest it. No.
Thank you for saying that. It's not like you guys are going over there and like trespassing on people's property and taking their fruit without their permission.
Right.
These are people who know. I've got a fruit tree that's about to drop about, 300 pounds of oranges onto my backyard, and it's all ripe and it's all good, but it's all going to be a headache for me unless somebody comes over here. I've heard of people actually paying gardeners to just take care of this mess, okay, and just throw it away. Instead of having to pay someone to clean up your orange tree, just call up or Food Forward and have volunteers come and put this food to good use. Awesome. Okay.
It is awesome.
It's rad. Okay. So how does a volunteer get involved? There's a website or is there a phone number? How should they reach out to you? Just so I'm going to put it on the website as well. It's going to be on the podcast description for this show and also on our Facebook for Volunteer in the Valley on kpcradio.com. But just go ahead and briefly, quickly, what's the best way for someone who wants to either register their home as one of the homes that has fruit trees or become one of the volunteers out there at the farmer's market or picking people's trees at their homes or whatever help they – people who are as excited and passionate as you are and as I just became, how do we get involved?
So the best place to register to volunteer is on our website, www.foodforward.org/events. That has all of our scheduled events, and you can sign up for one that's convenient for you. Like I said, we have about 100 per month, and it's a one-off commitment, so you can just find one that you want to do and join us on a fruit pick or a farmer's market, wherever works for you. And to register your trees, you can also go to our website and register your tree or call our office, and we can get all the information, scout your property, and hopefully get some volunteers out there to harvest your fruit. Homeowners do get a tax-deductible receipt for their donation, so it's a win-win.
A win-win-win.
Yeah, really.
It's a I don't even think a win-win-win does it justice. It's more than that. It's a unbelievable. I love it. Thank you, guys. This has been an excellent show. I'm really excited about everything we talked about. Child Care Resource Center, you guys are doing great things, and you guys, thank you for letting me know how we can get involved and help you guys do the amazing things you do. Laura from Food Forward, awesome. If I can't say awesome, and I think I can say awesome enough times for either of you guys. So I'm quickly approaching the end of the time for the show, so I just want to say real quick, Volunteer in the Valley on kpcradio.com is made possible by the Media Arts Department of Los Angeles Pierce College. especially from the Media Arts Department, I wish to thank Department Chairwoman Jill Connolly, Professor Sean McDonald, and Professor Jeff Favre, whose advice has been indispensable in creating not just this station, but this program as well. I also want to thank the very awesome and talented sound engineer for the show, Mr. Matt Gottesman. Thank you very much, Matt. And lastly, you guys again, my guests. You guys have been terrific. Your organizations are terrific. I am so proud to be able to have you guys on the show to tell my listeners, our listeners on KPCRadio.com, about these amazing volunteer opportunities here, right here in the San Fernando Valley. Laura Jellum from Food Forward, Bill Swindle, and Ernie Sanchez from the Child Care Resource Center. Yes, I said that right. Child Care Resource Center. Yeah, you guys were terrific, and your organizations are terrific, and thank you for doing all the work you do. Winston Churchill once said, "We make a living by what we do, but we make a life from what we give." From KPCRadio.com, I'm Milo Anderson. Up next, news at noon.